Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're about to do in our lives. And Father, we give you the honor, the thanks, and the praise. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. And Father, we declare and affirm even now on this call, on this prophetic midnight prayer call, that Father, that you're perfecting everything that concerns us. Father, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in your wonderful name. Father, we decree favor in the lives of your people. Father, we decree, Lord, that we are the blessed of the Lord, that we are the healed of the Lord, we are the prosperous of the Lord. Father, we declare and affirm, Lord, that all things are working together for our good, Father. Father, we declare and affirm that the enemy will have no space, no place in our lives because he is under our feet. Father, we declare greatness in the lives of your people. Father, we declare that everything will be done according to your will and purpose in our life, because God, you're going to get the glory in our life in this season. Father, we want to give you thanks and praise, because Father, we affirm even now in the name of Jesus that you're righting the wrong concerning our life, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, and we affirm that you are our lawyer, you are our healer, you are our physician, you are our all in all, and it's to you, Father, that we look up unto, because Father, we will look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Father, we know that our help comes from you. Therefore, Father, as we stand in agreement in the oneness of spirit and the oneness of your power, Father, we declare and decree that even now in the name of Jesus, that this space and this place that we stand in, it shall be a place and a space of unity. We declare and affirm in the name of Jesus that this space shall be a place of miracles and breakthroughs and turnaround. In the name of Jesus, we declare new strength. We declare new power. We declare that you're refreshing us. We declare that there's a new anointing that is placed upon us. But we shall rise up as a great army, and there shall be great strength and great power that we shall yield for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, and we bless your holy name, for it's you, Lord, that we stand in agreement, Lord. But Father, we affirm that even as your name declared, and as your word has already told, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you, Father. But we affirm and declare your word that you are Lord of lords and King of kings and God of God. You are, and we affirm that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. Therefore, we give your name the praise and the thanks in Jesus' name. Let us begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, people of God. Yes.
No, 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 Father God, as we come to you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for the precious people of God that are here, God, that are represented here in their families, Lord God. We thank you for our Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan. Lord God, we pray for all the mothers, Lord God, and Mother Dorothy Myers and her grandson, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for all the lives that are here, Lord God, that are being healed and set free, Lord God. We thank you for you, Lord God. We thank you for you being so humble, Lord, and so gracious, Lord God, to give us another day, Lord God, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, we just come to you. We just thank you. We just honor you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, Lord God. We pray for the people that are in the president, that are in high places, Lord God. We pray for all the bishops and all the ministers in our church, Father God, and all the elders and deacons and mothers, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for everyone, all the children. They're our future, Lord God, and we just thank you, and we forever give you the praise. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. We bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. And we thank you, Lord God, for the wealth of the wicked are laid up for us and being released to us even now. We thank you, Lord God, that we endure hardness like the good soldier. Thank you, Lord, that we submit to the development process, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you help us, Lord God, to submit to your process of purification, your process of development, your process, Lord God, of bringing us into right alignment in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause us to have a humble and submissive spirit, God. Cause us to diligently hearken unto your voice, to observe, to do all that you command us to do, Lord God, that we may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we've been called, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that your power is present on this line to heal, to deliver, and to set free. We lift up every prayer request, God. We lift up everyone who says, pray for me, pray for my family, pray for my children, pray for my spouse. Lord God, we decree and declare victory and deliverance and healing. Lord God, generational healing, generational deliverance, generational breakthrough, God, through our bloodline, God. Bring us into right divine alignment in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up our Archbishop. We lift up our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for raising them up, Lord God, to prepare this way for us, Lord God, to walk in the wealth of your provision and the wealth of your miracles and the wealth of your anointing. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for freedom in your presence, Lord God. And we lift up our parents. We lift up our siblings, Lord God, and we decree healing and deliverance. Our elders, Lord God, we ask for strength for them, divine protection from all abuse, Lord God, and for those that would prey upon them, God. We push back the enemy. We reroute every spiritual attack. We lift up Pastor Alice Jackson, Lord God. We pray your divine protection over her, Lord God, as she goes through this procedure, Lord God. We rebuke death, dying, and disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for another breath of fresh air. And Lord God, tonight I pray forth and I call forth in the name of Jesus favorable partnerships, favorable relationships, connections, exposure, access to our next level, Lord God. I thank you for keeping us this long, and I thank you for believing in us. And Lord, we are honored that we will walk this journey called destiny, Lord God. We will walk out the steps that you ordered for us. So Lord God, in this season, I call forth the business relationships, favorable business relationships. I call forth favorable relationships, Lord God, over doors that were once closed and now are open because of your grace and because of your vision and your mercy, Lord God. I thank you even now, Lord God, for the innovative ideas that are coming forth in this season, Lord God, that for those who feel stuck where they are, Lord God, financially, emotionally, physically, Lord God, I pray that our destiny helpers will make themselves available in this season, Lord God, and we commit our journey, our walk in your hands, Lord God, that whatever is not of you, we pray that you would wash away, that the blood would cleanse us, Lord God, and make us whole each and every day, that we will walk in great authority, in your power, and in your grace, Lord God. I thank you now for all the miracles that you've done in the past. I thank you in advance for what is to come. We lift up all our leaders, our shepherds, our archbishop, our pastor, the mothers, Lord God, our community, our prophetic community, Lord God, that we will speak forth your word, and we will walk your word, and we will manifest your word. We thank you even now in your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this evening, this morning, this space, this time, Father, again, for us to be together. Lord, bless everyone who is in the on earshot of this call, who's connected to someone on the online, Father. We thank you for, Lord, this space of creativity, Lord. Let us continue to be bold in creativity, Lord. Take up the confidence that you have given us, confidence that you have created in creating the universe, Lord, creating the heavens and the earth, Lord, and the fowl of the air and the birds. The fowl of the air, the birds, the beasts of the fields, Lord, the fish of the sea, Father, Lord, let us also feel that same creativity within us, Lord, to create things, Lord, in our midst. Lord, we call forth the fashion brands, Lord, we call forth the household products, Father, we call forth the artists, Lord, the lawyers, the doctors, Lord, we call forth the musicians, Father, and the actors and the actress, Lord, and the athletes, Lord, and the engineers, Father, Lord, we call them forth. We call forth the community leaders and the activists, Father, and the ministers and the preachers, Lord. We call them forth right now, Lord. We commend every idea of doubt, every idea of lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence to be disrupted right now. And be replaced and be with confidence, Lord. We thank you for the mentors in our communities, Father, as Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan have illustrated and demonstrated up to us, mentorship and menteeship. Father, we thank you for that training, Lord, so that when the opportunity does come to be taught, to be skilled in these areas, these opportunities, this creativity, Lord, that we take it, our youth takes it. And, Lord, let it not be that just the youth can adopt new skills, Lord. Let us, those that are in middle age and upper age, our elders also be open to new things, Lord, because, Lord, this is a community affair, this is a family affair, and we thank you for the demonstration, the example, Lord, that everyone is setting for them, for each other, Lord, to move boldly in our space, Lord, claim our space in this earth. We claim our space in this nation, Lord, and we will glorify you with every step that we take. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, that truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And God, we want to give you all honor and praise. And we thank you, oh God, for healing us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, God, for looking upon the prophetess that in the need of healing for her son and also the prophetess that's going to surgery, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for giving us a season of the setup, God, setting us up for increase, oh God. We thank you for peace and blessings all around us, oh God. We thank you for giving us the green light, oh God. And we thank you, God, for new money showing up, oh God. We thank you, God, for the season of overcomer, oh God. And we thank you, God, for preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies, O God. And God, we thank you that whoever formed against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, O God. We thank you, and thank you for protecting our family and protecting us each and every day of our lives. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Glory be to God, even so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, a day that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. And as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord, you are round about us, from henceforth even forevermore. We thank you, Father, that you will never leave us, nor forsake us, but, Father, you will be with us, my God, true Lord, to the very end. We thank you for the spirit of endurance, Father. We decree the spirit of endurance. We decree the spirit of perseverance. We decree the spirit, my God, of renewed strength, Father, to continue to soar upon eagle's wings. You are the Son of righteousness, my God, with healing your wings, Father. We thank you, Father, for reviving the lives of us as your people, Father, and reviving the lives of us in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for our Bishop E. Bernard John and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father. We thank you for the humility. We thank you, Father, for your anointing, Father, that will continue, Lord, to come forth, my God, even as it was in Mount Carmel, Father. The latter rain, the rain and the rain, my God, that you're pouring in the oil, the wine, and the corn. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for, Lord, for new vision. We thank you, Father, for divine, Lord, wisdom and understanding, my God, by your Holy Spirit, my God, upon us, my God. In the name of Jesus, even the Jordan's family, the Barron's family, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, Lord, that you're touching, my God, you are rejuvenating their lives and their spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood that will cover lives of families on this line, the families, Father, both far and near, your men serving, your handmaiden, Father. We thank you for your righteousness, my God, Lord, being transformed, Lord, to the lives of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, the praise, Father, for your grace and your favor upon the lives of your people. We decree it, my God, that, Lord, truly, my God, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad. And we thank you for your angels, even now in assignment, your angel of protection, your angel, Father, Lord of deliverance, my God, your angels, my God, Father, that will minister strength to those who are weak tonight. And we decree that, Lord, that they were new, they are strong in the name of Jesus, because you said, let the weak say they are strong. We thank you, Father, for your great provision, that your infinite source of supply and your supplying of every need. We see it, Lord, done by faith in the name of Jesus, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank them because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany Joseph. All right, Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this day. We thank you, Father, because we know that this is the day that you have made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Mary Berry, and Father God. We thank you for, as you continue to touch their lives. Father God, right now we lift up each and every prayer request, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. Right now we thank you, Father God, and we ask for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you continue to keep and strengthen our dear Mother Myers, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing over her life, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching the Herring family even now, Father God, and keeping them, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching even the Kelly household during their time of bereavement, Father God. We thank you for granting them the peace of the Lord, Father God, in this season, Father God. Thank you for touching our prophetess, Alice Jackson, Father God, during her surgery. And we thank you, Father God, for favor, Father God, and we declare increase over our lives even now, Father God. We speak it now over our children, Father God, and we thank you for our elders, Father God, for the wisdom, Father God, that they continue to share, and we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, the glory, Father God. In your masterful name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you in prayer. We thank you for allowing us to abide in you even now, Father God. We thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. We thank you for the peace even now that begins to flow in our homes and in our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, rectify any unresolved matters of the heart even now, Father God. Father God, allow your voice to resound even in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for covering us even now, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God,
touch our bodies even now and bring wholeness to us, Father God. Father God, cover those that are going into surgery, Father God. Father God, lead us and guide us and protect us, Father God. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you for my King. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Father Shanita.
Father God, as we come before you on this evening, I want to say thank you so much in advance, Lord. And I also want to say, save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Lord, continue to look upon the desires of the heart of everyone on this call and grant them those requests in which they have lifted up unto you. Lord, I ask that you send forth your healing angels to Prophetess Alice Jackson and also Mother Myers, Lord, give her a new breath, a restoration in her breathing like she's never had before. And, Lord, I'm also lifting up Brother Sony to you and Brother Jonathan in this season as well. Lord, hallelujah is the highest praise, and we shall continually praise your name. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this midnight cry call tonight, Father God. And Father God, look upon everyone that's on the call, Father God, as they seek after you, Father God, as they seek after their calling on their life, Father God. Touch them in a mighty way. Give them wisdom. Give them knowledge. Give them understanding. We thank you, Father. Thank you for the new beginnings, dear Lord. We thank you for the breakdowns that come our way, Father God. We thank you for the new money that's going to show up, Father God. We just thank you for healing in the family, dear Lord. We thank you for healing in the community, dear Lord. And, Father God, I lift up Alice Jackson tonight, Father God. Touch her from her head to her toe, Father God. Let the doctors that's around her, Father God, have your angels camped around her, Father God, as you guide them, Father God. Give her peace in her heart, dear Lord. Look upon the Meyer family for her son tonight, Father God. We speak over that situation, dear Lord. We decree, declare that it's done in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. And, Father God, I lift up Denise Watson family of the loss of her brother, dear Lord. We ask you to touch that family, dear Lord. Prophetess Denise Watson, dear Lord, touch her family, dear Lord. Give them peace, Father, at this time, dear Lord. We thank you and we give you the glory, Father God. And, Father God, look upon Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and Pastor Deborah. Touch them, Father. Give them their heart desire, Father. Look upon the prophecology that's coming forth, dear Lord, that everything will be well, Father God. Look upon Mother Joy and Mother Bearing. Give them strength, Father God. Continue to keep them in their right mind, Father God. Send the right people around them to assist them, Father God. In this season, dear Lord, they need assistance, Father God, and we trust and believe that somebody will show up and be assistant to each one of them, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you for their children, dear Lord, the grandchildren, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, dear Lord. Give them peace, dear Lord, in all situations, dear Lord. And we thank you, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I just thank you for the new mercies that you have given us this night, for it is the third watch. And we thank you, Father, that this is a new beginning for each of us. We thank you, Father, for the cleansing of our hearts, and we pray that our hearts will burn for you. For, Lord God, you said that when we come together in two or more, ask and agree, and anything it shall be granted. And so, Lord, we thank you for every prayer request tonight, every need that is being met. We thank you, Lord, that there is no distance in the Spirit. And as we surrender our wills to your perfect will, we just thank you in advance for all that you're doing in the hearts and the families of those connected on this line and those in the ministry. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the word that of Psalm 2:8 that says, ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for thine to inherit as an inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Lord, we thank you for the globalization of this vision of the house. We thank you for the globalization of the globalization of the prophetic in the house of Zoe Ministries. And we thank you for those that are yet to come and those that are yet to hear. We praise you, Lord God, and we apply the blood of Jesus to each family member and to every household, that they be blessed and walk in the love that you have ordained for us to walk in. And Lord God, we just ask you to continue to hold us up in strength by your Spirit and through your word. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory for it all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father, it's Naomi.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this great day. We thank you for the things that you've been doing in our lives. We thank you for the breakthrough that you're doing with Luke. We thank you for every victory that is already set forth for us, because we already got the victory. We thank you for every breakthrough. We thank you because we know that you are God and the only God beside you. We thank you that you have given us the authority to plead the blood of Jesus over any situation. We thank you, God, for favoring us and favoring our children, favoring our home. I lift everyone up on this call, that everyone's prayer request is already being met, God. I see healing, God, and I thank you, God, already for the healing that you are placing in each and everyone's lives and family's lives. Healing and restoration to family, healing and restoration to the body, healing and restoration to careers, healing and restoration all around us in our lives. And, Father God, I give you all the praise and all the glory, God, for you are the only God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And, Father, we want to bless your holy name, because, Father, all the benefits and everything that you're doing in our lives, Father, we want to thank you. We want to give your name the praise and the thanks. And, Father, even as the deer, as your word has declared, panteth after the water, Lord, our soul does panteth after thee. And, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the turnaround. We want to thank you, Lord, for every individual, every household that's represented on this call. Father, we lift them up unto you, Father. And, Father, show forth your glory. Show forth your wisdom in each and every one of their lives. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Father, your word is already declared even on this week, Lord. We want to thank you. We want to affirm the increase that you're bringing about, the increase that's going to show up in our lives. And, Father, we thank you right now for the turnaround. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. We want to thank you, Lord, because, Father, we know that we serve a great and mighty God. There's no one and no other God that's like you, because, Father, you're the Lord of lords and King of kings. And, Father, we want to give your name the praise as we move forth in this day, Father. Lead us and guide us, Father. Allow your name, allow your word to be upon our lips, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, because, Father, it's in you that we live and have our being. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that you're perfecting our businesses. You're perfecting our finance. You're perfecting our health. You're perfecting everything that concerns us. And we give your holy name the praise and the thanks. Father, we want to lift your voice up like a trumpet, Father. And, Father, we say even this morning, we will not be afraid to proclaim and to speak your word, because, Father, we know that as we speak and declare your word, there's victory, there's healing, there's salvation, Father. Father, we come against everything that's not like you. We plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're scattering the hands and the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're opening up a supernatural door, Lord, a door of favor, a door of influence you're opening up for us, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're leading us and you're guiding us, Father, and we will not derail that which you have started on the inside of you, but, Father, we will fulfill everything that you have caused us to walk into and laid upon our hands to do. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing. We thank you for the lift. We thank you for the lift. And we thank you for favor and increase that's showing up in our lives, because, Father, we believe your word and we stand upon your word, and we just give your name the praise and the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, thank you again. I love each and every one of you to life. Know that this week is going to be a week of increase, a week of favor, because supernatural doors are opening up for you. What was stuck is getting ready to come unstuck in the name of the Lord. So thank you, family. We're going to continue to stand in agreement. We're going to continue standing on this wall, lifting up our voice like a trumpet and calling upon the name of the Lord. Because we know when we call upon his name, we shall be saved. Salvation shall come in the name of Jesus. So Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase to give forth the announcement. Family, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. Peace, love, and blessing, and have a terrific day in the Lord. Peace.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, and we love you and we appreciate you. All right, want to announce any announcements from the Company of Prophets? Please announce it right now.
Amen, Prophetess Naomi. Thank you so much. I want to ask the people of God to come and join us tomorrow for Pop Life Radio for Wisdom Class Wednesday with our very own Prophetess Myra Moore, Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge, Prophetess Olympia Castillo, and Prophetess Terry Stinset. They're going to have a great topic for you tomorrow, so please come and join us tomorrow. Thank you so much. That's 12 noon to 1. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you so much. And we will be back here at 9 a.m. Again, that is 9 a.m. that we will be on this line. Want to tell everyone, check your emails. Check your emails because you do not want to be left out. I want to thank you all for coming on the line, and I want to say good night and God bless.